Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Kuno Berrigan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Darryl Robertson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting second. The shortstop, Elio Chacon. Batting third. The third baseman, Cliff Cook. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting seventh. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting eighth. The right fielder, John DeMeritt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock strikes out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Robertson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Neal reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Kuno Berrigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berrigan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Banks moves to third. Santo moves to second. Darryl Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Banks tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Robertson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Thomas chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the infield. Jackson fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Jackson. Brock moves to third. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbs hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brock tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Hillman now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a line drive beyond third. Cook can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Kuno Berrigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berrigan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berrigan hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti hits a line drive beyond third. Santo can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. John Demerit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demerit hits a line drive beyond third. Santo can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Chiti moves to second. Gus Bell pinch hits for Dave Hillman. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell bunts towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Chiti moves to third. Demerit moves to second. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Robertson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. GT scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Cubs. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0-for-1 in the game. Chacon takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. Cook is hit by the pitch. Demerit moves to third. Chacon moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Miller now pitching. Darryl Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cook settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellsworth strikes out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges strikes out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chee-Tee hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Banks strikes out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Demerit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demerit is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Demerit hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Robertson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hickman strikes out. One out. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chacon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cook hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Cook reaches second base with a double. Chacon moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chacon scores. Cook scores. Thomas moves to second. It's Cubs, 4, Mets, 4. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cook fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kuno Berrigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berrigan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berrigan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Chiti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellsworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-2 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chiti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Demerit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demerit is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Demerit hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brock strikes out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cook fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Robertson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chacon hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cook juggles the ball. That's an error on Cook. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Banks. The throw from Chiti and he is safe. Banks steals second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-3 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Santo hits a line drive towards first. Hodges reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kuno Berrigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berrigan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berrigan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Banks scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Cubs. Daryl Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a fly ball into right field. Demerit settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodges hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Brock is chasing the ball. Hodges rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's Cubs, 5, Mets, 5. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will pinch hits for Dick Ellsworth. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hubbs for the out. Brock moves to second. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Anderson now pitching. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chee-Tee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Cannell pinch runs for Harry Chee-Tee. John Demerit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demerit is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Demerit strikes out. One out. Ed Bauschi pinch hits for Bob Miller. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Hobie Landreth now catching. Jay Hook now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-4 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops it up and throws to first, with hook covering, for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Chacon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Cook hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn pinch runs for Cliff Cook. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Ashburn moves to second. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Ashburn moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Neal strikes out. Two outs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Felix Mantilla now playing third base. Kuno Berrigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berrigan is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Berrigan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Berrigan reaches second base with a double. Daryl Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Robertson bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Mo Morhard pinch hits for Bob Anderson. Mo Morhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morhard strikes out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Brock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. John DeMeritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMeritt is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. DeMeritt takes first base on ball 4. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DeMeritt moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-5 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hickman bunts towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to first for the out. DeMeritt moves to third. Hook moves to second. One out. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Chacon is walked intentionally. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a line drive beyond third. Santo can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Demerit scores. Hook moves to third. Chacon moves to second. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.